Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's so. All right, Gator, did you happen to see what Drew Barrymore was wearing on the cover of InStyle magazine?
Yes.
It was the Badass Women issue, and she was wearing an old school Detroit News t-shirt.
Yes, a red t-shirt with blue Detroit News outlined in white, I believe.
It's really funny because for anybody that remembers, the News had that like blue and red motif. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Pistons.
Yeah. But it is a vintage Detroit News t-shirt. And I hadn't seen that logo, thought about that logo. You know, not even on my guess is I probably was pretty much convinced I was going to die without ever even thinking about it ever again until Drew Barrymore put it on and wore it on the cover of InStyle magazine. Vintage, right?
Mm-hmm.
People love vintage stuff.
That they do, or things that look vintage. Even, I mean, it's vintage, but I'm sure it's not, I don't know if it's actually from like 1985 or if it's just a reprint of that style.
Well, I was trying to figure out if she had any connections to Detroit, and she really doesn't. Although, Kang, you were telling me earlier that she came here for movies and liked it.
Yeah, I think she was filming something or in town for media obligations, enjoyed it, and she easily could have gone to a thrift store and picked it up. You know what I mean? So that's not surprising at all. A lot of the celebrities that do come through here because of work end up like tweeting or writing about how much they enjoy it and they actually like it. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same thing with her.
What is your best vintage t-shirt? The vintage t-shirts have gotten wildly popular.
Oh, the resale on these things now can get crazy because it's become trendy and hipster to wear these things, especially when you see like Drew Barrymore and other celebrities doing it. But like, yeah, I don't know, Gator, if that's an actual vintage. My guess it is. Like, the News today tweeted out they're going to start printing them now, and then all the proceeds and profits are going to go to charity. So
they should.
I think it's
a cool looking t-shirt.
It's a great looking t-shirt, but yeah, this is it's a cool thing. And I think, Doug, you're asking for the real thing, right? Not like a reprint, like a real,
yeah,
like from 1984 or whatever, Detroit News t-shirt.
An old, like you've got a classic that a lot of people have seen.
Oh yeah. This is the Bad Boys caricature picture of the championship with the team.
Yep.
I have the old original one that does not fit anymore, of course, but I mean, that I love that t-shirt.
What is your best vintage t-shirt? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Or sorry, to the same number. Gator, I have a feeling, a strong feeling I know what you're going to say.
Bob Seger's final concert? What year was that,
Which
Gator?
Which one?
What year was that?
I did not get a Seger
concert.
You didn't
even get a shirt
that? I never got a Seger concert t-shirt, but I certainly got plenty of concert t-shirts back in the in the late 80s and into the 90s.
So you have a ton, right?
I wouldn't say a ton. I don't know how many have survived, but I probably have a handful that there's just no way I could wear them now. There's no way those are going to fit.
Honestly,
but,
Gator, those are worth a lot of money now. A decent, depending compared to what you purchased them for. Let's put it that way.
There are some that I'm hoping that it's maybe with some luck here that maybe I can get back into one day. Because there's a couple of cool ones there. I mean, I've got old Iron Maiden t-shirts, which I know are highly sought after, although they reprint them now. I've got an old Megadeth, a couple old Megadeth concert t-shirts that are really cool. Old Judas Priest, old Dokken, old Queensryche, those vintage t-shirts, yeah.
I got an old school San Diego Padre yellow shirt with the swinging friar in brown on the front. And I'm going to have to dig that one up and wear it to work someday.
Is that like actually like 30 years old, or is it just a...
I think I can't remember if it really goes back that far, or if I got it in that second wave when vintage stuff first started to come out. It looks like it might be 30 years old the last time I saw it, but it's also out of the rotation. So, you know, a t-shirt that gets out of the rotation, you got
to... It's hard to get it back in.
Do you have more than one t-shirt drawer? Because I have the in-rotation t-shirt drawer and the out-of-rotation t-shirt drawer.
I have a really large closet in my bedroom.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
So I have, like, shelves where I put t-shirts that I wear. Those t-shirts that are in rotation pretty much around the shelves. And then I have two chests of drawers that have, like, other clothes that I typically that either, you know, just don't wear as much anymore. They're out of rotation or they're too small or whatever. And those are filled with some stuff. I've got some stuff, yeah. I'm currently wearing a it's a Metallica Master of Puppets t-shirt, but it's not vintage. It's a reprint from a few years ago.
You're the best. I just love it.
Hey man, yeah. I've got shorts and sandals on too. I mean, it's 95 degrees outside. We're good.
248-539-9797 for calls and texts. What is your best vintage t-shirt? We do have the background of how Drew Barrymore ended up in this Detroit News vintage from a thrift store t-shirt and ended up on the cover of InStyle magazine, which, I mean, it's got to be a good look, right? It ended up on the cover of InStyle. So it's
in style.
It's style. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, Drew Barrymore was in town for a long time in 2009, directing and acting in the movie Whip It about roller derby. It's a very underrated film. Did you ever see Whip It?
Yeah, I saw Whip It.
Is it underrated?
I think it's a pretty good movie, actually. It's entertaining, to be sure. It's funny. It's Ellen Page is the lead, and you've got Drew Barrymore is in it, obviously, and Kristen Wiig is in it. It's good.
Evan says that when she was filming here in Michigan, she actually got that Detroit News t-shirt from a thrift store. Drew Barrymore went to a thrift store in Detroit and bought a Detroit News vintage t-shirt, which is hilarious because I bet back then, like if you were a paper boy, you probably got those, or if you were a subscriber for a year, you got a free t-shirt.
Right, right.
And now it's like a badass vintage cover of magazines type t-shirt.
Yes.
Which is hilarious. All right, what do you got, people? 248-539-9797.
And to the phones we go. Andy is on the cell phone. He's next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Andy.
Hey, if you guys remember the Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers album cover, where it looked like a pair of jeans slightly unzipped?
Yes.
Well, right after the Pee Wee Herman debacle, where he was caught in the X-rated movie theater, I bought a t-shirt somewhere. It might have been Spencer's. And it says Pee Wee's Playhouse, and it's a pair of those jeans on there, slightly unzipped.
Jeez.
It's original, too. I've had it forever. And I called in the last time you guys had a t-shirt thing, and I've got four drawers full of t-shirts. And I was the one that told you my wife didn't want me to get rid of a few of them, and some of them are only, like, 2 years younger than her.
There are different methods to storing them. If I have them in drawers, I have them actually rolled up.
You know what? She wants me to do that too, but there are a few I could get rid of. But it's like you guys in your hats, just so hard to part with.
It really is.
Everybody, please wear a mask when you go out.
Yes, thank you for that. Ed. I've got a lot of t-shirts rolled up in drawers, and I've got a lot of t-shirts around the shelf that are folded. They are hard to get rid of. You get attached to them. And some you got to say goodbye to because the underarm is just, whether they're holes in the underarms or they've changed colors over the years due to sweating and antiperspirants. And then, of course, you got t-shirts that just faded completely. I've got one shirt. It's a deep, almost like a Honolulu blue shirt. And it had some kind of silver. I even forget what was on the front of it. but it was some kind of like a silver logo with something on front. The silver is totally faded, so now it's just like this blue t-shirt, and I'm like, why am I hanging on to this? It's got to go.
Kang, do you have, how many drawers full of t-shirts do you have?
Oh, they've been moved to the basement. The wife just hates it. She thinks it's ridiculous. I have so many shirts that it's gotten to the point where, yeah, this summer at some point we're going to have to just donate some of them. But honestly, with the business, with vintage and where it's going right now, I have a friend who lives in Atlanta, and they just go to thrift stores as a side business, buy shirts for like a dollar or two each, resell them for $25, $30, $40. So some of these ones were like, I think like someone is really going to look for, you know, like old sports ones or whatever, even just brand names, like, you know, old brand names that aren't that popular anymore. You can sell those online for a lot of money nowadays.
Well, that's why, like I mentioned before, I've gotten a lot of t-shirts lately over the last few years anyway, that they're vintage only in what's on them. It's not like a vintage, hey, this is 30, 40 years old. It's just that they've recopied or reissued that same t-shirt, but they just made it, you know, a year ago or whatever. I think that's something that's kind of cool. Like the old school Tigers logo, if you had one of those old Tigers shirts from the 80s, which has the Tiger in the middle of it and Detroit Tigers written above it, I love that shirt, and I can find that logo. I know that they still produce that logo somewhere. Whereas
the circle with the tiger face. Yeah. That's a great logo.
It's a fantastic logo. And like that stuff is cool. And like, if I saw that some store was selling that Detroit News logo, that Detroit News t-shirt. Yeah. And now that I know that you can probably buy them with the Detroit News. Yeah. I'm more inclined to buy it because I thought it was a great looking logo, and it represents where you are.
Dude, my buddy Gene just sent me a picture, a text and a picture. It said, used to be mine. Now it's my 10-year-old's PJs. She is in pajama bottoms wearing a t-shirt, a giant t-shirt. It says on the front, Detroit's Ball and Chain. And there's a picture of Jerry Ball holding a chain and then like a silhouette of him in the background. He's got a Jerry Ball t-shirt.
Wow.
How great is that?
That's pretty great. I haven't thought about Jerry Ball in a long, long time, man. Jerry Ball. I remember being at the auto show in 1996, and Jerry Ball was walking the auto show and stopped by to say hello to us as we were broadcasting from there.
So, yeah, Drew Barrymore, the cover of In Style magazine, wearing the Detroit News, what did it say, the best news you can get you'll get all day?
Something like, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Detroit News t-shirt, vintage tee that she bought at the thrift shop in Detroit. What is your best vintage t-shirt? John writes, I have a 1986 Queensryche Rage for Order tour t-shirt.
Man, Rage for Order.
See, Gator, I know you brought up the reprints, and yeah, people are doing that. But if you have an original,
that can be worth money.
If you have those rest, they are worth money. That can be. They are. If you have those concert shirts.
If they're in decent shape.
Relatively, yeah. I mean, of course, no one's going to want something that Lois has been through because she destroys everything.
Hey.
But it's true.
Well, you're right.
But if you have old wrestling shirts, like an actual Hulk Hogan t-shirt from the Silverdome or something like
I've
that.
Got, you know what I've, I mean? You know like, what? You're right.
Those are worth money, man.
I've got an old NWO t-shirt, speaking of wrestling.
There you go.
That I don't even know if I ever really wore. So that's probably in really good shape.
My wife has a yellow with maroon writing Chippewa long sleeve shirt that belonged to her dad when he was a student there in the 80s.
Wow.
Classic Chippewa, not the flying C they use now. Love it. From Matt in Livonia, I have a Detroit Vipers t-shirt. Love getting compliments and comments when I wear it in public. From Steve in a truck, I have several. Oh, God, Steve. I had 30 of these.
Uh-oh.
30 of these.
Wow.
Do you have any idea what it is?
Are they t-shirts?
Yes.
And you had 30 of them?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Kang, do you care to venture a guess?
He's answering a phone.
Okay. Steve in a truck writes in, I have several early 90s Gus Macker t-shirts.
Oh.
I had so many Gus Macker t-shirts because every time you're in one, you got the Gus Macker tee. And I remember slowly moving them out of rotation, and then slowly they made their way into that box.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And eventually that box was taken to the Salvation Army.
Sorry, man.
Yep. From an unnamed texter, coolest one I have is a 1991 Detroit Lions NFC Championship shirt.
Wow. Wow.
So that's them playing for the NFC Championship. Because you know how you can get the shirt. It doesn't say NFC Champions. You know, it says Detroit Lions NFC Championship game. I have a Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band concert tee that my dad bought in 1986. That's from Dean in Ann Arbor. From Jim in Sterling Heights, I still have my 1995 Western Conference Champions Red Wing t-shirt I got before they lost in the finals to New Jersey. Blake in Chicago, I got a Minnesota North Stars t-shirt from my brother for my birthday this April.
I got a bunch of AM 1270 t-shirts.
Okay. Do you?
From
I actually do too, and I held on to them too. I'm thinking
I can't
the
get
same,
rid of them.
Just for the same reason as one day you look back and go, 1270 was a sports station or something. You know what I mean? Like all that, because obviously radio formats change all the time.
There's like three or four different years of St. Patrick Day t-shirts. There's a couple of Red Wing ones. There's a
Tigers
Tiger
opening,
one, opening day. Yeah.
That's cool.
I've got stuff back from when we first had back in the mid 90s when we got the Lions contract. I got some Lions stuff with AM 1270 written on.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I have a Michigan Panthers t-shirt that I believe I bought in 1980. That's from an unnamed texter.
Would love that.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that stuff was so great. We're talking about this because Drew Barrymore, and look, going vintage now is very modern. Literally.
Well, it has been for a long time. It's been like a hipster thing to do, to go to the thrift shops and find the old vintage clothing. And people have been doing this for a long time.
So what is your best vintage t-shirt, a la Drew Barrymore, her Detroit News t-shirt, which is really interesting, the InStyle. Like I saw the photo shoot. There was a bunch of, I mean, she took a bunch of pictures. And they chose the one with the Detroit News t-shirt to put it on the cover of their magazine, which is really kind of cool. But what do you got? 248-539-9797.
Brandon is in Shelby Township. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Brandon.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Okay, so when my dad moved out of his last house, he gave me the Tiger shirt you were talking about. So he gave me the 1984 Tiger shirt, and he gave me the 1989 Pistons championship shirt with the silhouettes of like animated characters and stuff. But the problem was that I went to go try on these shirts, and they were skin tight. So I don't know, like, I can't fit into these shirts. They've just been sitting in my closet ever since.
Figure you gotta, those are ones that are almost worth, like, framing, you know, to keep.
Right, you don't want to wear it because, I mean.
You want to stretch it out.
If you were wearing it and you were eating something and you got, like, a stain on it, it's ruined.
And you don't want to throw it away.
The one time me and my buddy were going to the Pistons game and I wore the Pistons shirt as a joke. Because, I mean, it was literally skin tight. It was like three sizes too small. So I was wearing this 1989 Pistons championship skin tight shirt.
Yeah, that's always a fun look when you're busting out something skin tight.
The old, it used to fit you and not quite as much.
Well, anymore. My golf trip years ago, every year we would get a different team shirt. And this one year, the guy who was in charge of ordering the shirts, they didn't have, he's like, hey, man, we're passing out like the last day. He goes, dude, sorry, but they didn't have your size. And I think at the time I needed a 2X to a 3X. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, what do you got? And he's like, here you go. He asked me this like 1X golf shirt. So I had to wear it because it basically became our uniform for the last day of the singles matches. And I'm wearing this thing that just, it is beyond skin tight. And the cart girl comes up at one hole, and I walk up, and we're all getting drinks or whatever. And I said, excuse me, miss? And she goes, yes. I go, does this make me look fat? And she just burst out laughing. No, not at all. I'm like, oh, you're so sweet.
Wow. From an unnamed texter, my pride and joy is my vintage Bad Boys Black Skull and Crossbones t-shirt. It stopped fitting me about 1995, so it's in great shape. the Pistons back-to-back with the caricatures on it. That's from Chase. Got a Michigan Panthers t-shirt at a Lost and Found vintage store in Royal Oak. That's from Kevin. Noticing a lot of Panther stuff coming in. 248-539-9797.
Kurt's in Ferndale. Kurt, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm a t-shirt printer.
Okay.
I've been in business about 53 years.
Nice.
I moved back to Michigan around 1974, and I just happened to have a gentleman come into the shop and wanted me to print this four-color logo with a silver bullet and a couple girls wrapped around it. And we did about 1,200 of those shirts, and I never saw the guy for another month, and he came back and had us do some more. And then we come to find out that Bob gets a national record going out, so we started, we bought an automatic press, and from then on, from 75 until 80, we would print Seeger's concert shirts 24 hours a day while they were out on the road.
Wow.
So I've got, I'm sure I've got one of every shirt that we've ever done for Bob in a hermetically sealed
wow.
Box somewhere. We did, of course, with the automatic press, we were able to get on the board with doing the Red Wings when they'd win. We were sitting there waiting for the, you know, the Wings to win at 10 o'clock at night. We would print. So I was one of about five or six other automated T-shirt printers in the greater Oakland County area that would do the what they call the hot market stuff, you know, with the Pistons or the Red Wings or the Tigers. And matter of fact, I also did the Bless You Boys stuff back in 84. We were printing Bless You Boys stuff from mid-June till around Christmas time. So that was a long, long haul. People were still ordering the, you know, the Tiger stuff back in 84.
Wow,
so,
people would still order it now if you advertise that you had it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Don't you guys have to take that business risk of printing up thousands of T-shirts before the championship is won?
They do it in one respect if you got a second or two. And I don't want the shark to come out and bite me. But the hot market stuff is the agencies that are licensed to do, let's say, the locker room, the official locker room shirt. They will solicit those companies around the country that are in line with the teams that have possibly, you know, go on a winning streak and get into the championship. So we were always signing a contract, but then either the Wings or the Pistons would lose out. But if they made it all the way to the finals, we would sit there and they would ship in about 20,000 shirts. They would ship in the hologram stickers, and they'd ship in smaller boxes that we had to, you know, do for the department stores. But they would also print their own 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 and have it at the arenas ready to go, but the printers in town would not get the go-ahead until the game was over with. So, yes, there have been times when they're going to print both teams, they would win. Of course, the losing team would get the shirts would get shipped off to Africa or to Antarctica to get buried somewhere.
Or to just go to needy children.
Whatever, same difference.
We got a landfill in Antarctica with the 2009 Red Wings Stanley Cup championship T-shirt.
There was one incident I could tell you about the series against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes, in '97.
We were up 3-0, and the agency already had the shirts in our facility ready to go, and they called me the day before the fourth game and said, start printing. And I said, we got one more game to go. And they said, start printing. And I said, fax me. And a half hour later, I got a fax that said, you are to print everything you have in your building for the winning of the Stanley Cup. So we printed it. We got done the next day around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody went home. We got up that night and watched the win. So the next morning, I think it was a Friday, I can't remember, but they called us and said we needed another 2,000 or 3,000 shirts that had run out of stock. But only one time we printed one game before they won the cup. So it's a crazy business, believe me.
Well, it sounds like a fun business, too. Thanks for sharing, Kurt. Appreciate it.
That was cool stuff.
That
was cool stuff.
More people here. James in Clinton Township. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, James.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I got two for you real quick. Gator, you might appreciate this one the most. An old moose head beer T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
The old moose head. I don't even know where moose head was made, but it's an old shirt from
St. John, New Brunswick, where my mom grew up.
I was going to say, it's a Canadian beer, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, from the 80s. And then the other one, back in the day, Town Club used to give out shirts with flavors on it. not just a Town Club brand, but I've got an old Town Club Wildfire t-shirt.
Wow. That would be pretty cool.
From the late 70s, early 80s.
That would be pretty cool. I would.
Extra larges don't fit anymore. You know, I disgracefully grew into a 3X, so these are just sitting in my closet. But they're great shirts.
Fair enough. All right, thanks, James. I appreciate it. It's amazing how shirts do change over the years. Like I have my old football practice jersey.
Wow.
And for the life of me, I have no idea how.
Please tell me it's a midriff. One of those like mesh.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Gator, come on.
The giant mesh holes. The big ones.
Yes.
I don't understand how that A fit over pads or two would fit over pads in my body frame either. It makes no sense.
Well, it's not supposed to, right? Isn't that the Boz he used to wear like that back in the day? Like,
but I mean, they're supposed to fit over shoulder pads. Yeah, I don't know how this shirt jersey was able to do that.
Oh, so great. You still have it?
Yeah, I think
wear it tomorrow.
Please. I can't wear it. It won't. Yeah. It will because I'll suffocate.
It's worth it's worth the effort. Come on.
Wear it for a few seconds.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I can get it over my shoulders.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.